The gospel reading today is we hear this parable of the king giving the pieces of gold to his servants. We have to be careful to make the right distinctions here. This is a different parable from the one where each is given something according to his ability. In other words, that particular parable, someone was given 10, someone was given 5, someone was given 2, and so on. In this parable, everyone's given the same. Each one is given a gold piece and told to go and trade with it. And when we look at it that way, we begin to realize that there's a huge difference and how it applies to us in our situation. It's an interesting thing that we live in a society where there are lots of people today who are saying, I do not want that man to be king over me. And they're talking about Jesus. They have rejected him. They don't want him. We have those within the church who are watering things down, who are essentially saying, I took what you've given me and I buried it. Put it in a napkin, I didn't want to do anything with it. But each and every one of us has been given the same amount. What we've been given is not a gold piece, something far greater. St. Peter himself pointed it out. He said to the man who was at the gate of the temple, I have neither silver nor gold, but what I have I give you. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, stand up and walk. You have been given the Lord. You have been given infinitely more than anything that is gold or silver. And the question is, what are we doing with it? If we put it a different way, what our Lord is looking for from us, depending again on our personality and our ability, is to use what he's given, certainly. But more importantly than even just going out and talking to other people, because maybe that's not your personality, he's asking that you love him. That's what he's poured into your heart. That's the ability that he's given to every single one of us. And there is no end to the capability to be able to grow in love. And so to the one who was given 10, he was given reign over 10 cities and so on. We're not interested in whether we can have reign over 10 cities or 5 cities or whatever it might be. What we're interested in is that we are going to be able to get to heaven. And in getting to heaven, that we are going to be able to love God as much as we can for all eternity. That's the part that's important. What's important is not how much we have now as far as anything material. What is important to God is how much we love. Based on the faith that he has given us, based on the hope and the charity that he has given us, he's looking for us to be able to bring that back, but multiplied. Because as it is with the theological virtues, they have been planted in us in seminal form, just as a little seed. And he wants us to work with that and make it grow, to develop it. Most importantly, of course, as we know from what St. Paul tells us, that yes, greater than all of the other spiritual gifts are faith, hope, and charity. And the greatest, he says, is charity. Because as we know, when you get to heaven, there will be no faith. Because there won't be any need for it. You'll behold God face to face. There will be no need for hope because your hope will have been fulfilled. So all that will remain for eternity is charity. And the level of charity, remember, that you have at the moment you die is the level of charity you will have for the rest of eternity. So what are you doing with what God has given you? A little tiny bit? Hiding it? Wrapping it up in a napkin and burying it? Or are you really striving to love him more and more? As we heard from those who have little, what little they have is going to be taken away. And it's not so much that God is going to take it away, because he doesn't want to take it away from you. He wants you to use it and make it grow. But if we don't use it and make it grow, we're going to lose it. Remember the nature of charity. It's either going forward or it's going backward. It never remains the same. So unlike that silver or that gold coin that is buried in the dirt, it's still a gold coin worth the same amount. But your love is either increasing or it is decreasing. It is never the same. So if we're just going to bury the love so that it doesn't get used, because we're afraid, because whatever reason, we're going to lose what we have. It's going backwards. But to the one who has, more is going to be given. The more you love God, the more you're going to be able to love him. Every single time that you love him more, it opens your heart to love more, and therefore more can be poured in, and therefore more can be given. You are able to love God more and more and more and more. Remember, St. John of the Cross tells us that we get to that point where love is perfected. He said, one single act of perfect love, no matter how small, one single act of perfect love is worth more than everything else that you have done in your entire lifetime combined. One act, because it's done out of perfect love. Everything else, there was still some selfishness involved. And so we see then that the love just grows exponentially as we work with it, as we develop it. So it starts out slowly because it's very small what is placed there. And many of us, let's admit it, we've wrapped it up in a napkin and we buried it because we are afraid, just like what the man said in the gospel. I was afraid. Are we afraid because Jesus is hard and harsh? No. We're afraid that we're going to be rejected. We're afraid that we're going to get hurt. We're afraid of being vulnerable. We're afraid of opening up our hearts. And so we close them. We bury the love that is there and we close it down and we won't allow anybody in and we won't allow the love out. That's exactly what that man did in the gospel. And what he had was taken away. The difficulty with love is that in order to love, you have to take a risk. There is no such thing as something that is purely safe when it comes to love. You have to take a risk that you might be hurt or you might be rejected. You have to open your heart. You have to allow yourself to be vulnerable. We don't like that. But it's the only way to be able to love and to be loved. That's hard. That's scary. But when we're talking about God, we have nothing to fear. He made you. He knows you. Again, think of it. We've got this goofy idea that on the human level, if somebody really knew who I was, they wouldn't want to be my friend. They wouldn't want to love me. They wouldn't want to be around. And then we project that onto God. If he really knew me, he wouldn't want me either. Guess what? He knows you better than you know yourself. And he wants you. He loves you. Even if you're a broken mess, he loves you. And he knows that you're a broken mess. And so if you are doing everything that you can in your brokenness to love him, he is very pleased. And you might look at somebody like a great saint who loves so much. And you think, oh, poor me, I don't love God that way. If you are very, very broken and you are trying to love 100%, you might actually be loving God more than that person that you're seeing. So don't compare yourself to anybody else because it doesn't matter. All that matters is the Lord. And if you can look at it and say, I want this man to be king, I want to serve him as my king. To love is to serve. That's what he's looking for. He wants us to love. He wants us, that's what he wants. If we're going to be his servants, he wants us to love. And he wants us to receive his love. So that's what it means to allow him to be the king. Not just this objective thing that he's the king of the universe. Yeah, he is, whether we want him to be or not. It's a question of whether we're going to be his servants. So he's entrusted this treasure to us, and the treasure is himself. And now the question is, what are we doing with it? There are only two options. Either reject it, or you love him. That's what he wants. And he doesn't want you just to love him a little bit. He wants you to love as much as you possibly can. If it's 5, or it's 10, or it's 100, whatever, just love him as much as you can. So that on the day that you stand before him, that's what you're going to be able to bring back. You're going to say, Lord, here's what you gave me. Here's what I'm bringing you in return. And he'll be able to look at you and say, well done, good and faithful servant. Enter into your master's rest.